Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2353, demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
The mere act of abstaining itself is remarkable. The Israeli reaction, while predictable, is in some ways remarkable. And the fact that all this is coming in the waning days of an American presidential administration is even more remarkable.
UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January 15th, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. Suicide bomber Northern Cameroon killed himself, two other people, in an attack on a market full of Christmas shoppers Sunday. Five others were wounded in the town of Mora, in an area often hit by Boko Haram jihadists based in Nigeria. Thousands of search and rescue workers converged on the Black Sea port of Sochi, searching for clues to the crash of a military plane plunged into the sea early Sunday with 92 people aboard. Russian military spokesman said there were no survivors for that flight, which was en route to Syria. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday called for peace in the Middle East during his Christmas address. He spoke of Syria, where he said the people are tormented, such as Aleppo, where Christians expressed hope for peace after a months-long battle that forced rebels from their enclave. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, in his Christmas message, spoke about the plight of the people of Syria.
Sometimes we just look away, even from really important things. Another series of pictures of barrel bombs in or around Aleppo, more information about killing in the South Sudan, the news from Berlin this week. And we look away, especially when we want a peaceful and satisfying Christmas, unsullied by grim reality.
Also Sunday, displaced Iraqi Christians gathered to mark Christmas near Mosul, where Iraqi forces battled the Islamic State. In Bethlehem, the birth of the Christian Messiah, security was tied as hundreds gathered at the Church of the Nativity and as Jews marked the festival Hanukkah. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in eastern Philippines. Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Noctin, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck on Sunday evening. Tens of thousands of residents evacuated, especially from coastal regions where forecasters warned of huge waves, floods, and landslides. People in Chile living by the Arauco Province coastal areas were evacuated as a powerful earthquake shook southern Chile on Sunday. U.S. Geological Survey said the quake's magnitude 7.6 and it struck about 1,300 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. No deaths, injuries were reported, very little heavy damage. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that thrust the United States into World War II. And on Thursday, the U.S. and Japan held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return of land on Okinawa, land to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy.
Today's ceremony marks a milestone in the U.S.-Japan alliance as we return 4,000 hectares of land to the government of Japan and the people of Okinawa.
Okinawa, which was under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of approximately 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. Some local residents have been pushing for U.S. presence there to end.
That's the latest world news from VOA.